It's time for another B moment. Let's let our heart say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I'm dealing with pursuing my passions and how when I feel like I'm working in my passion, I'm very engaged, but then when I'm, you know, doing like a mundane task or stuck in a job, I'm not so engaged. And so I'm focused on trying to get my heart in the right place there. And so once when I was in this space, God led me to Luke chapter 2, and it was a very interesting story about Jesus. So every year, Jesus would go to the annual Passover festival with his parents. But this year, at the age of 12, Jesus is at the festival with them and gets separated from them. And they make it all the way home and realize that Jesus has not been traveling back with them. They race back to Jerusalem, and they didn't find Jesus until like 3 days later. And then when they found him in the temple engaged in a high-level discussion with the, you know, religious leaders of the day. And so, of course, Jesus had to leave the religious leaders and go home with his parents. But I found that passage instructive, and it met me exactly where I was. And I had three key takeaways. First, acceptance. Jesus had to accept, even though he may have been, you could infer that he was very passionate about what he was doing and would probably prefer to stay there with them than go back home with his parents. Go back home with his parents is exactly what he did. He accepted what he had to do. Second, Jesus's life has a course to follow. And so God can see around that corner. I can't. And I need to just trust that where I am is where I need to be. Finally, when things seem in my life that they're in flow and I'm like so engaged and oh, and I'm saying only God is opening this door one after the other. But then when things are mundane, it's like, well, where is God? No, he is there too. We serve a consistent God. So if you believe that God has put this passion on your heart, then be comforted today by Proverbs 3:5-6, which says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So today, I, you know, ask you, will you join me in accepting that our lives have a course to follow? And we, you know, are on our way to fulfilling our life's desires, but we've got to just be available to where God has us now. Finally, share this B moment because others also desire to be inspired.